person who washes his hands for fruit when they're not wet is a gas ruach. Unrefined. He likes to show off that he's doing mitzvahs even when you don't have to do them. If he wants to wash his hands because he's concerned they're not clean enough, then there's no problem. If he's doing it because of covering a bracha, before he makes a bracha, he always washes his hands. Also, roasted meats, even though it's moist from the juices of the meat itself, does not need to wash his hands before eating it. If it was baked or cooked with water on it, it was washed off before and there was still water on top of it, that's what's causing the moisture, then one should wash his hands. The person who drinks, even though it's a liquid, he does not have to wash his hands. The person washes hands because he ate some fruit that was still wet. Then he wanted to, afterwards, to eat a meal. The question says, do you have to wash again or does he make a bracha at the same time? So there is an opinion in the Rishonim that holds that he doesn't make another netilah because he was already ate the netilah time the first time. Another side to say, no, since the first netilah wasn't for Suda, it doesn't tell. Ramon says, if he wasn't Masiyah Das, in other words, he washed for fruit and then immediately afterwards he decided to eat, to wash his hands the second time for the Suda, because he decided he has to wash again, because he said, change, not make a broth.